Well, they say that everyone has a story to tell, but if you want to tell yours well, you should probably look for experienced writers to help you out. Larry Mueller here. Great to have you along today on WPR News. Our next guest is Luella Schmidt. She's president of the Wisconsin Writers Association and co-founder and co-host of the Midwest Writers Room podcast. She writes fiction and essays about culture, democracy, justice, and history. And it's really great to have her with us today. And as we talk with her, I hope you'll join in. Are you a member of a writers group or maybe a member of the Wisconsin Writers Association? How's being a member helped you as a storyteller? What questions do you have about improving your writing? We'd love to hear from you. You can join in. The number to call is 800-642-1234. It's 800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Luella Schmidt, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Nice to be here, Larry. Hi.
So let's talk about the Wisconsin Writers Association first. A little of their history. Celebrated 75 years in 2023. How did it all get started? Fill us in on some of the details.
Sure. So we were formed originally in 1948 by Robert Gard. He was very, very in love with the Wisconsin idea, which is, of course, that, you know, education should influence people's lives beyond the boundaries of any classroom. And he was very inspired by such an idea. And when he originally founded the organization, it was called the Wisconsin Rural Writers Association. And almost immediately, there were poets and memoirists, fiction and history writers all expressing an interest. And I think within the first year of its existence, they were publishing and distributing collections of writings. They were publishing and distributing a newsletter and sponsoring an annual writing contest. And so since that time, the name changed one more time, I think in 1956, to become Wisconsin Regional Writers Association. And then again in 2011, finally, we became Wisconsin Writers Association.
Thinking back, as you mentioned, Bob Gard, I interviewed him quite a few times over the length of his career. He was around for a long, long time and did a lot of great things.
Yeah,
man, what a great guy. How many members do you have?
I think we're sitting at around 630 active members right now.
Okay. And as I understand it, this membership has grown a lot since 2020.
Yeah, it really has. I think if I remember right, our growth was something like, I think I have it nearby, something like 300% over that period. It was really kind of astounding. And, you know, of course, technology and everyone's comfort with, you know, learning via Zoom really kind of exploded around 2020 because of necessity. And I think that really helped. It helped us reach a lot more people and helped a lot more people participate in the programs that we offer.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. I've interviewed a number of authors in this past year or so. Most of those books were written during COVID.
Yep. Popular activity.
So the mission of the organization is help people become better?
Basically our mission is to encourage, educate, celebrate, and promote writers. So it's a joy to do all of those things.
It's got to be. So in 2020, the group launched the Wisconsin or WWA Press and has since published a couple of books. Why did you decide to get into the publishing business?
I think it was just a natural extension of furthering our mission and being another outlet for members to have to get their words out there. You know, we really want to be a place where stories from and about Wisconsin can come to life. And so our original couple of published works were, you know, one was Grave Digger's Daughter, which was just a lovely
Deborah Ray King.
Deborah Ray King, a really lovely collection of short stories and her it was a memoir, you know, of her childhood growing up and, you know, what it means to pass down so many of those traditions, particularly country, rural traditions. And she just made that time come alive. And then the second book that we published was Red Road Redemption by PJ Pamela Fullerton. And that too was her, you know, more rural recollections. Her story, her book is more short stories that are set in rural Wisconsin and feature all kinds of farm animals and non-farm animals throughout, and her just kind of bitter, sweet, and lovely recollections of just the people that populate those areas, rural areas of the state.
Bob Gard would have liked both those collections.
I really think he would have. Yes, I really do. And the next one is we're having another publication that's just coming out next week, which is by a retired teacher, Sue Levy Kies. And her memoir is entitled My Homecoming Dance, Reflections on Teaching in Wisconsin. And so she actually has her book launch is coming up on June 11th at the Platteville High School or at the Platteville Library. So that's very exciting. And she basically weaves together, you know, her own, she went to school, you know, her own high school years there, and then later was a teacher there. And so her memoir is just this lovely weaving together of those two kind of stories and what it was like to go there and then be the teacher. And so that should be a great read for
folks. That's pretty cool. How do you select the books that you publish?
Well, we have a submissions process, just like any other publisher. Our website is wiwrite.org, and you can submit, see the guidelines, you know, what the guidelines are. We're always looking for, you know, fiction, nonfiction. We're open on genre so much as long as it, you know, highlights Wisconsin.
I like that part of it too, highlighting Wisconsin. Do you have to be a member? You don't have to be a member, do you, of the Wisconsin Writers Association, or do you?
You do not have to be a member. I'd be pretty surprised. It's only $35 a year, so it's probably worth it. But we don't have a rule that says you have to be a member to be published.
Well, let's talk about that. Well, maybe first, just to go along the lines of the books that you're publishing, what happens with the books once they're published? I'm thinking about being publicizing and stuff. Is that on the writer herself or himself?
It is a combined joint effort. It certainly is true that the writer has a lot on their shoulders to get out and promote the book themselves. Nobody can talk about it with as much fervor and love as the writer themselves. But our job is to assist with that, send out press releases, come up with a media kit for them to then use and help, you know, help with back cover blurbs and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Thinking some, I gave a talk once to the published writers for the University of Wisconsin Press about how to be interviewed before, during, and after.
Yeah.
Which was a lot of fun and maybe a kind of an eye-opening thing for a few people. I do about 50 interviews a year.
I'll have to go look that up after we're done.
With authors. I don't know if they videotaped that or taped that, recorded it or not, but it was a lot of fun to do it. I was a lot of writers there. So the publicist, yeah, you're right about it. You've got to really be a little more than a little proactive on your own.
Correct. Even the big publishing houses kind of expect writers these days to have a website, to have some kind of social media presence that is just a more of a must-have these days than it used to be.
Yeah. So where does your group's revenue come from?
Well, primarily we are membership-driven, and then we also do have we have some sponsorship dollars that come in. We have an annual conference that we do every year that is significant source of our revenue. We also are, you know, a general nonprofit, and therefore get, you know, general donations as well. Some of the programs we offer, you know, there are small fees entailed. For example, we do an annual writing contest called the Jade Ring, and there's, you know, a small entrance fee for that. And so pretty much pretty self-contained funding at the moment, paying for ourselves out of our own programs and services.
So what, tell me some more about the creative writing program that you have. I thought that was a great idea, by the way, to have.
Yeah. So we are almost entirely volunteer run. And so we have a board of directors that meets, you know, about once a month, and people bring their ideas. And, you know, if it seems like it fits our mission and we have the bandwidth, we'll try to roll something out and give it a try. And we rolled out the creative writing program in particular because there just seemed to be a need for some of those basics, you know, the idea of choosing what tense should I choose when I'm writing, what point of view should I use and why, and, you know, other narrative devices, how to structure your narrative, for example, how to create compelling characters. And so the first run through of our creative program, writing program, went through more of those basics that are good for novices, but also good refreshers for more experienced writers. And then we do have another program, another session of the program running, I believe it's coming up in the fall, where we'll focus a little more on more advanced topics. So,
All good. Luella Schmidt, our guest today, president of the Wisconsin Writers Association. Questions about the association or about writing? I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 800-642-1234, or you can send an email to talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mailer for WPR News. Great to have you along today on WPR News. We're taking a look at writing and the Wisconsin Writers Association with its president, Luella Schmidt. Great to have her with us. First time I think I've talked with her, with you, Luella. Yeah,
yeah,
you're
correct.
Nodding yes in agreement. I don't think we've talked before, but it's fun having you with us today. Questions for her, or maybe an experience to share, I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 800-642-1234, or you can email us to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. The conference, I took a look at the upcoming conference. It's not till fall, but probably worth getting some background on it. Give us the when's and what's going on. I thought a lot of really good talks and really good information that any writer could use.
Yeah, for sure. Every year we travel to a different part of the state, and this year it's October 25th and 26th in beautiful La Crosse. I can't wait. We have keynotes lined up by Lon Samantha Chang, who is the heads up the Iowa Writers Workshop, and bestselling novelist Anne Garvin, both doing keynotes. And we also have a little book club event that we're working on. It's coming up in July, where we're going to try to read the novels or the works of our two keynotes and then get together as members and discuss them and get a little excitement going. At the conference itself, you know, there's opportunities for practice pitches. So, you know, before you go and then can do a one-on-one pitch session with actual agents. There will be an agent panel where they can tell us kind of what they are looking for, what kind of books they're looking for to fill their list. There will be a vendor and a book fair where people can sell their books. Anne Garvin will be doing a masterclass for us. There's opportunities to do one-on-one critiques of your work. As, you know, one of the things I am a co-host, as you mentioned, of the Midwest Writers Room podcast, and Ken Humphrey and I have heard, you know, every author that we've interviewed has said over and over again that having a critique group is the single biggest thing that kind of gave them a jump, a leg up on their work. because you're kind of forced to share your precious writing with other people and have them do it back to you. And I remember the first time I did it, I was terrified. I mean, I think it's okay to say that, you know, it's okay to say that it's hard, but it's so valuable. And we're going to have some of that at the conference. There'll be a publisher panel where we can, their topic is basically how to make it out of the slush pile. And then of course, full of breakout sessions. We broke them out this year between novice craft, advanced craft, and then a third track, which is marketing and publishing. So lots of really great information.
Yeah, it sounded great to me. Carolyn DePeer has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Carol.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just have a comment. I'd like your group to be aware that a lot of us can't read a print copy any longer, and we depend on audiobooks. I recently heard an author speaking about her Wisconsin title, and it sounded really interesting, but she didn't have anything other than the print paper book. And I suggested that a lot of times a Wisconsin author might be reading their own title, so they're not using a separate voiceover.
Yeah, yeah. Carol, thanks for calling. A comment on that, Luella.
Yeah, I think, you know, for our WWA Press novels, or excuse me, books, they're not all novels, we have not done audiobooks for them yet. Again, we're pretty new at this and just, you know, bringing out our third title, but I can't agree with Carol more. You know, audiobooks, whether you need them because of sight or not, are just such a great way to consume these works. And so I definitely agree that audiobooks are helpful. It's difficult. It's more difficult. It's another thing we have to learn how to kind of do. You know, it's a different medium to get them out there. But it's I think it's worth the work, worth the effort.
Yeah, there are a lot of people. Jill Nadeau is one of them, who our producer, our executive producer for today, loves audiobooks. And
yeah.
I'm not a great one to for an audiobook. I'd rather have the book and be able to look at it, but a lot of people are. So I'm glad to know you're giving that some thought for down the road. Kristen in Lake Mills. Thank you for calling, Kristen. What's on your mind?
Hi there. I was wondering if the WWA has taken any position or has had any discussions or programs on the AI large language models like ChatGPT and use of that new technology by writers.
So we have not had any WWA-sponsored events about AI yet. I will tell you that our director of operations and I both attended a webinar about ChatGPT and that particular webinar was about how to use it as a writer, not for your writing, but to help you kind of idea generate and help you think through character work. And the gist of the webinar was basically, how to learn how to feed it the proper prompts so that you can get out of it what you want out of it. And that was really interesting. And we've had a couple of discussions about whether, you know, how to approach that, if we could maybe ask that individual to come and present for us. But it is a hot, hot topic. There are a lot of writers who feel that even using it to idea generate is cheating. I respect for you if that's what you believe. And certainly, you know, there's a lot of, the most that we've done, I think, as an organization is just say in our submission that, you know, you're not allowed to use it.
Yeah.
So that's as far as we've gotten. But it's an excellent question. It is a hot topic. I came across a meme that I wanted to share with Kristen and with you all, and it was basically like, I want AI to do my chores and my laundry so that I have time to create art, not use AI to create art so I have more time to do my chores.
That's a great one. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, Kristen, thank you so much for calling. Well, it does sound like it's definitely on your radar, and it's something that...
It has to be.
Yeah, you're going to be. You know, you have a list on your website of a number of writing groups around the state. Why do you think so many people want to write?
Oh, boy, what a good question. Well, I think for a lot of folks, I've read a lot of people who say, you know, I don't even know what I think until I write about it. You know, it's a way of processing. That is certainly true for me. I am about midway through a novel, and one of the things that is so fun to watch happen, I will sit there with that blank screen and the cursor blinking at me, mocking me, and suddenly something out of nowhere that I didn't intend on putting in there will just come to me, and it just takes a shape that feels like it's outside of your control, which is such a lovely and addictive feeling to have. So I think there's something in the spiritual side of it, and there's also just something in the, you know, practical side that writing really can help people process things.
Yeah, I've heard a number of authors kind of say pretty much the same thing, looking at that blank page, and then something pops up. Where the heck did that come from? But you don't ask any questions. You just bang away.
Thank you. Conscious, I shall take it.
So you've got that list. What else are people going to find on your website? And the website, we've got it up on our page, but what's the website?
WIWrite.org. So basically, our member benefits are kind of what you'll find on the website. And so, you know, for members, we offer, you know, a free online Zoom event every month. That's basically going to be something like a workshop, maybe on how to launch your book, or it'll be a night of poetry. We also do periodic Zoom open mic nights. Speaking of which, there will be a live open mic night at the conference as well, which is always a real fun thing to do. And we also have a book review program. That is like one of our most popular member benefits, where basically authors are able to submit their book to us, and we work with volunteer readers and help get them reviews, which is just an incredibly powerful way to increase your visibility. And we also, of course, publish 3 times a year. We publish Creative Wisconsin Magazine. That is also something you can read on our website. And that is a literary magazine featuring writers that are members and non-members, and kind of sharing the latest news, things to be aware of upcoming in the state and around the state. And what else? I just also wanted to mention another program that we added recently, which is critique group sessions. And so these are basically 6 sessions where you can, you know, join a critique group that is led by an established writer to give and receive feedback. And so it's a great way to practice that, you know, giving and receiving are both really helpful tools for any writer to give and receive feedback.
That is really cool. And you mentioned the membership. What is it? $35, is it?
$35 a year. That's it.
So that's just forego one night out for dinner. And you got more than enough to cover the cost of it. Boy, oh boy. And the Midwest Writers Room podcast, here we are getting up a bit to time, but tell us about that podcast and how's it going?
Good. That was an idea by our former president, Barry Whiteman. And at the time, I think it didn't get a lot of, I think there was just a lot of things going on with our organization, and it kind of lingered and didn't, you know, wasn't really happening. And I couldn't get it out of my mind because I'm a big podcast listener myself. And so I threw out there the idea that I'd be willing to try it. And my friend Ken Humphrey said, I'd be willing to do it too. And so once you got 2 people willing to do that work, then it's kind of, it feels less like work. And so we alternate between interviewing authors and interviewing industry experts, you know, people that want to talk about marketing, book marketing, or people that want to talk about publishing or things like that. And so it's been really fun to get to know all of these amazing writers. We're surrounded by such great talent.
Oh, I love it. The Larry Mueller Show Book Club. But we go with Wisconsin authors or that the book has to be set in with pretty much in Wisconsin, or it's we're not going to use it. Luella, a great pleasure to talk with you. Boy, that time flew. Let's do it again. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Luella Schmidt, president of the Wisconsin Writers Association and co-founder and co-host of the Midwest Writers Room podcast. The Writers Association website is wiwrite.org. Great to have her along. On the show tomorrow, we'll be talking sports, take a look at the new women's fast pitch softball division of Wisconsin Northwoods Association, then a documentary about flat track motorcycle racing. Thank you for listening. Stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News.